T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. You can email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Bob is Bob Short. He's one of the MCSEs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. 4 lines open. I got a feeling you guys thought we were off today because it's a holiday weekend kind of thing, but we're here. Feel free to get online. Normally, the lines are all jammed up, but today you guys are making us work for it here. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And some new Google Home you were talking about a little bit, right, where people are getting the new Google Home.
Yes.
And so I'm going to make a prediction. I usually don't do this, but considering email and how everyone's getting in trouble for their emails and considering how everyone's getting in trouble for their texts, right? They have pages and pages of texts of the FBI thing going on, right? Everyone's getting trouble for their texts. I'll predict, Bob, that these Alexa devices, these Google devices, instead of using your electronic information, they're just going to simply now have your voice saying whatever you're saying to incriminate you. Whatever that might be. So instead of pages of texts of you going back and forth or pages of emails of you deleting them in rapid fire, you're going to have your voice on the Googleplex or on the Amazon cloud.
Well,
good luck with this, guys.
My wife and I discovered a couple of new...
Not that there's anything wrong with whatever you're
new
saying.
New features for us. Anyway,
yeah.
We made some new observations about the Google Home in the last week
that
we didn't know about.
That you liked?
Well, it was just an observation, kind of.
All right.
The first observation is that when you ask Google Home how to say a word from English in another language, okay, you know how the voices are always like a female voice?
I didn't
Very
know.
Friendly female voice.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the foreign language is going to be in a male voice.
Interesting.
So at least from the languages that we've tried, that's what we've noticed so far.
All right.
And then the other thing is that sometimes... a certain member of my household, I won't mention any names.
You're no fun. All right.
Forgets where they placed their smartphone.
Yeah.
So they say, hey, Google.
Right.
Call my phone.
Yeah.
And it calls.
And then you can find your
cell phone. And then when it rings, and she can find her phone.
Oh. We've narrowed it down, you know, with the she part.
But here's the thing.
Yes.
She did that the other day.
Yeah.
Because she would never admit it.
Mm-hmm.
That person.
Yep.
Not to say who it was.
Of course not.
But, and I noticed something very quickly,
because
she would pick it up and then shut off and hang up the phone.
Yeah.
I said, go in the other room and do it again. So she said, call my phone. And then she went in the other room. So we wouldn't get the feedback.
Yeah.
So you can actually use your Google Home device and make a call to a phone. And it works both directions, just like a phone.
So you can talk to somebody.
So it's like a voice over IP built right in.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. So
and creepy
I could say, hey, Google, call this number. It'll call the number, and I can just talk and not even pick up a handset.
Just be standing in your living room.
Right.
Talking on the quote-unquote VoIP technology.
Yeah. So
that's cool, I guess.
They're not listening in.
No. No.
But I did notice another thing that I hadn't noticed before.
Who's they, by the way? Oh, go ahead.
The Googleplex.
Oh, yes,
of course. Or the NSA.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Who knows?
Whoever. But anyway, in the front of the Google Home, there's a little button where you can actually mute the mic.
Oh, you can, huh?
Yes.
Is it hidden in there?
No, it's right in plain sight, right in the front, where, last place you'd look.
Yeah, right, yeah. Mute me. All right, well, you've had your fun. We also want to bring up the fact that on the Apple devices, they did have a technology or a feature back in iOS 9 we were talking about, right, Bob, with the batteries?
That's correct. Right.
So back in iOS 9, they had a low power feature, right? They actually let you put your phone into low power mode, which would kind of do what they're doing now without telling you. You could elect to do it because you knew your phone was at 20%, and you're like, okay, I'm stuck out here ice fishing, and I got 20% left, and it's cold out, so I'm going to put my phone in low power mode, and it'll last the rest of your ice fishing day. Whatever that, I mean, it just sounds like no fun at all to me, but that's just, Bob used to do that as a kid. That's why it popped into my head. And so you turn your phone down back in iOS 9, but that feature was taken away in later renditions, and they just did it for you.
Well, I don't know. From what it says here, and based on the picture I'm looking at, I'm not sure that the feature was taken away.
Oh, okay.
I think that the warning was taken away.
That's the more insidious thing. Okay. So, well, again, Apple's got some splaining to do. And again, I'm just the messenger, guys. Yes, you know I'm enjoying this. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna lie. I am enjoying this, but I'm not surprised. And you can't be, right? The only reason I've been so anti-Apple is how much they charge you for the same crap everyone else gets, and they're way behind nowadays with all the technology. Anyways, they're not better. All right. And now on top of that, they're abusing you further by not giving you that one little notification that would give you more enjoyment out of your little iPhone device.
Yeah, but how can we make our $1 trillion profit if we don't?
Again, I'm sure I've got Apple stock in some of my retirement funds. I want them to do well. I don't want them to not do well as a company, but they can't abuse their people.
Yeah, we do. We got to charge them $80 for a $4 battery.
If they can convince you to do that, go ahead. But I don't know. It's just not for me. Let's go on to Janet in Farmington next. You're nice enough to call us this morning. Hey, Janet.
Good morning.
What's up?
I'm a computer novice,
all
and
right.
I'm looking for, I have no computer access at home at all.
Wow.
And, I would like to, I access my email from my public library.
Okay.
And I wondered what you would recommend. I'm thinking of a small laptop, perhaps, to purchase so that I could access my email at home.
Yep.
And maybe something that would also give me access to the internet.
So you'll need two things. Your first step will be to decide your internet access. Do you have a cell phone now, or do you have a...
I have a cell phone.
Okay. Is it a basic flip phone? Is it a smartphone? Probably a flip phone, right?
It's a flip phone.
Yeah. All right. So
I guess...
a dinosaur. No. Hey, you probably have a lot...
You're probably spending a lot less money.
Yeah. You're able to enjoy life a lot more. so you need to get on the internet. And so you want to get a very low, small, itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny internet package from wherever you're in Farmington. Maybe it's Comcast, maybe it's Cox,
okay.
Or even DSL. The cheapest internet package you can buy is what you want, and you just want internet.
Right.
You don't want TV. You don't want anything else.
Right.
So try to keep it $40 or less.
The $10 a month one.
Oh, if you can get that, that'd be great. I don't know what you're going to find out there for the cheapest, but that's all you need is the cheapest, littlest, smallest pipe you can buy.
Okay. Now, which companies did you recommend?
Whatever's in your area in Farmington, it's a monopoly.
Okay.
So you're stuck with only a couple providers, either Frontier, which would be over the copper DSL, or you have cable service from either Comcast or Cox. I don't want to say it's Comcast out in Farmington, but I'm not sure. You can actually put in your zip code. You can go, you can't Google anything. Huh? Go to your library and then Google, broadband in your zip code, and you'll see some options out there.
Broadband plus zip code.
Yep.
Okay.
And then for a computer, so you're a novice, like you said, but I still wouldn't recommend an i3. Stay away from anything i3. You want an i5 or better. I really don't think i3 should be even manufactured. That's my own opinion.
Okay.
But if you stick with a basic computer, i5, that will be in that $500 or $600 range.
Okay.
You should be happy based on what you've told me for quite some time.
Okay.
Unless you drop it.
Okay. Would you recommend an Apple laptop?
I wouldn't, no, because you're not going to find anything for $500.
Okay.
You could buy generally two or three PCs for the price of Apple products. So I wouldn't unless you're more comfortable with that operating system. Maybe, are you from the educational world or from...
No. I've always worked with... Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
Whenever I've worked with a computer.
Then stick with that a Microsoft product. I think you'll be, it's a lot less expensive, and you can find something in that $500 price range.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate your program. It's been an eye-opener for me, and I'm sure you're educating many, many people, and I thank you for your time.
Oh, our pleasure, and thank you for listening, and good luck. Now you're joining us on the computer.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
What's the zip code in Farmington? Do you know?
There's a couple zip codes, I think. In Farmington, you're not going to find just one, but I want to say it's Comcast. She'll be able to go to the library and find that. Let's go on to East Hartford and Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Last fall, you people helped me with going from Windows 8 or 9 to 10.
All right.
And I got everything switched over, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem I'm having now is my computer does not recognize my camera. I can't transfer photos from my camera to my...
to your computer.
To my computer.
So you shouldn't do it that way. Do you have a smart card?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Don't ever do it with the camera directly to the computer. Go get a card reader.
That's what I've always done. I put the card into the computer or into the printer.
Yep.
And put it through that way. But it's not any photos I've taken since I've had Windows 10 on the computer.
Huh.
No longer does the camera, I have extra photos in there after Windows 10, and it does not recognize those to transfer them over.
On the card anymore.
On the card.
That's bizarre.
Yes.
So you could have an issue with the drivers for the card reader because you're not, you know, your phone, your camera's just doing JPEGs and regular images. So it's having a problem with the format of the card, the little SD card.
Well, no, because I don't think so, because I went into the site for a camera,
mm-hmm.
and it gave me some troubleshooting for Windows 10.
Yeah.
People stating that in the community that people don't have had the same problem of transferring their photos from their camera the card to the PC because there's a problem with something that is being read that's not being allowed to be read because it's not recognizing it.
Yeah, no, right. So it's some formatting issue. The SD card itself is not being seen as a drive the way it used to be in Windows 10. So I think we're both saying the same thing. How old are those SD cards?
Oh, the camera, I think, is about 4 years old. Okay. I'd say at least two.
Okay, then that's pretty young. Have you tried buying a new SD card, formatting it, taking a picture, and just sticking a brand new SD card in that reader and seeing if it did anything differently?
No, I haven't.
They're cheap, and you can never have enough SD cards.
Okay.
Just to try it, to see if there's something up with the format on that SD card now versus if you try a newer one, I would just at least try that.
All right.
When you stick the SD card into the reader, it should see it. Now, you're doing it through your printer. Is that what you said?
Either way, I either do it through the printer or through the PC itself.
The printer could be a problem because it could also be less compatible with Windows 10.
Okay.
So I would angle toward the PC.
All right.
Then again, the last piece of this puzzle could be the little reader itself. Is the reader itself built into the PC or is it an add-on, a USB add-on?
No, it's in the computer. There's like four slots on the top of the tower.
Nice feature. I mean, it technically could be the driver for that reader inside that PC under Windows 10. That could also be part of the problem. But go buy another card, just a blank SD card, and format it on the camera and take a picture and stick it in there and see if it has something to do with the older card. If the problem still persists, I don't know, I'm thinking it's the reader or it's some driver issue with Windows 10. I've never heard of it before, but I believe you that it's out there. Have you seen anything else, Bob?
Well, it could be that the card could be going bad, too. That happens.
How many have you tried, Bob? How many of your cards?
Well, I've only got three.
And you tried all three?
The last one is the new one with the smaller micro card inside the card reader. You know what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
For a smaller camera. You know,
and you tried them all?
Thing.
And you tried them all?
Yes.
Mm. And it's the problem in both devices.
I think
really
it's got to be the reader.
You think so?
I think it's the driver, yeah.
Hmm. You could also then run out and buy a cheap reader. We're hemming and hawing because your computer itself is not telling you you've got a bad reader device, but it seems to be a problem with probably the driver of that reader in that box. You upgraded, you said, right? From 8 or from 7?
From 8 to 10. And
8 to 10.
Since I put 10 in, it doesn't...
Yeah.
How old is the reader that you're using?
It's built into the computer. So how old is that?
The computer, it's about 11 years old.
What?
So it could
Well, you guys helped me out last time. I got everything transferred over, and
nice.
It's working fine.
11 years? Oh, Bob, I'm thinking it's a version 8 PC, so it's only a couple of years old. The thing has been upgraded numerous times, right, Bob?
Yes.
All right, I'll bet my third kid that it's the reader. Guarantee you it's the reader because it's way too old, and
there's no driver for that old of a device.
Yeah, and if I'm wrong, my son's available to shovel. What?
I get an outside driver and plug it in and see if that works.
Get an outside reader. Get a USB reader, brand new one, and both of us, yes, definitely it'll work. It's 11 years old.
Okay.
All right, Bob. And how fast of a USB port do you have? Is it an old USB 1?
What color is the port? Is it white, black, or blue?
I couldn't tell you.
I would bet you it's white.
If it's white, it's USB
1.
1 or 1.1. If it's black, it's USB 2. And if it's blue, it's USB 3.
Yeah. But that'll slow your transfer speeds down. But at least go out and get a new reader.
Okay.
That 11 years old, it's got to be a driver issue for that. All right, Bob?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, he kind of threw me when he told me it was an 8.0 upgrade. Because typically when they came as 8.0, right, they're not that old, a couple years old. Mm-hmm. But he must have upgraded that thing numerous times, 11 years. Good for him. We're going to take a step out for a quick break. We got three lines open for you. 1-800-953-1080, 522-WTIC, and 800-966-WTIC. And we'll do our best to take your calls, answer your concerns about your iPhones, whatever we can do to help you. We'll be right back.
Water.
Yeah.
Oh my God! It answered.
What?
It said yeah.
You say yeah.
Yeah, it's her.
Oh my God! It's a woman.
Yeah.
I'm glad to meet
what
you.
What is this thing?
Hello, Gugu.
Hey, you're okay.
That's something from
Google.
The
outfits.
You have to say hey, Gugu, or okay.
Hey, Gugu. Okay, Gugu.
What's the weather?
Yeah.
What's the weather, ask?
What the weather? You want to know what is the weather?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
In Flagler Beach tomorrow, there will be showers with a high of 65 and a low of 56.
With this.
Watch it, man.
I'm scared.
I'm scared too for her. That's a Italian grandmother learning about Google Home and... It's a viral video that's out there of her learning Google Home. She must have gotten that for Christmas. And we thought it was pretty funny for you guys to hear. But I'm sure you all dealt with that on your Christmas, right? Because Google was giving the things away. I'm sure you've got one now in your home, and people are going to say, okay, Google, on all your commercials now. I mean, didn't like Burger King do that, and others are doing that? Instead of actually doing a commercial, they were tricking your system into actually reading the Wikipedia on a new burger or what have you. When they were broadcasting the commercial across the airwaves. So Alexa or whatever would be talking about the product. I'm sure that gets really annoying, but we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted live. If you follow us on Twitter, right next to Donald Trump, we're at TabComputerSys on Twitter. Everything went to your news feed as long as they didn't deem it fake news. Of course, Facebook, also, if it's not deemed fake news, Zuckerberg letting it go through, it's on your Facebook feed if you like Tab Computer Systems, and on the old-fashioned website at computertalkwithtab.com. We'll be right back. And we're back. I'm not sure what this static is, but Matt's playing it. Sorry, Matt. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And net neutrality. Hey, we survived it. Everyone's still here. Net neutrality is over. Oh, my sons came back from UConn, and it was like the end of the world. They were listening to, you know, the end of net neutrality, and they were getting tweeted and retweeted. Chris Murphy was all over their Twitter feed saying, oh, make sure this doesn't end. And net neutrality is over. And I had a nice conversation with my youngest college student who was trying to understand, you know, about the free and open internet. Now, as a college kid, he thinks the internet's free somehow. You know, he just connects to it and it's there, right? He's not paying for it. He gets it at UConn on the Wi-Fi. That's free, right, Bob? Nobody's paying for internet at UConn.
Yeah, tuition at UConn is free, right?
Yeah, of course it is. And then, of course, he comes home and it's free too. Magic.
Yeah, because his parents get free internet.
So all that was supposed to end when net neutrality ended and Chris Murphy was, beware, beware, your internet's no longer free. Guys, it's still not free. I had to explain to him how he was, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek because he was joking with me a little bit. He understands it wasn't technically free. But when we really got into the weeds and I asked him, hey, bud, would you really pay for Snapchat? And the answer is no.
Would you pay for Facebook?
Most people would say no. And that's the problem. See, big content, Facebook, Snapchat, Google, these guys are, I call them big content. You got big internet, big content. You know, you got.
Well, I would pay and I do pay for Netflix.
Well, and you do.
Yes.
So they, the college students, of course, are upset about not being able to get access to, I don't know, HBO for free, even though they're not supposed to be able to get access to it. But you can stream. The kids have more access at UConn to the things that you, the rest of us pay for that you'd be amazed. And they're using it through all sorts of free apps. They're using it through quote-unquote jailbroken fire sticks. I mean, these kids are watching premium content like crazy right through UConn's pipes and all for free. And they didn't want that to go away.
Well, all software is supposed to be free, right?
Right. So we had a nice discussion about net neutrality, and I explained to him how it worked and not to be afraid. And then I simply asked them the questions, would you pay for Facebook or would you pay for Snapchat or would you pay for Instagram? And I would contend most of us would not. If it costs you $4, $10 a month for Snapchat, it's gone. And Snapchat is banking on you, you know, not having to pay for it, you know, having their service right across your broadband. You know, if you're on a cell phone or a smartphone and you're using cellular data to get Snapchat, you're paying through the nose for internet. Right? I mean, of course, he's not because he's still in college, so somebody else is. So technically, he doesn't pay for any internet. He thinks it's free. That's my fault, and I think I fixed that as far as explaining it to him. But net neutrality has come and gone, and we're all still here. And I would contend things like the dark web will be throttled, and I think they should. The Tor networks, the Onion networks, all these things that people are stealing content for, this is, you know, copywritten content from the artists that produce it, you know, they should be shut down. And I'm sorry, college kids, I'm not going to cry for you if you can't get your free content anymore because those services have been throttled. They should be. You should be either paying for it or asking your parents to pay for it, but somebody should be paying for the content that these artists created, no matter how you feel about them. Heck, they're Hollywood. They're all your buddies. But you know, what are you going to do if that occurs and your free internet becomes a little more expensive? Would you pay for Snapchat? If the answer is no, I don't care if Snapchat goes away. Do you? In other net neutrality news. Now, this is before net neutrality. This is big content fighting it out. We talked about this a little bit before the Christmas holiday. Google versus Amazon. These are two big content folks are throttling each other. So YouTube services are no longer available on the Fire TV. And this is a fight between Google and Amazon because Amazon is not selling Google products on the retailer's stores. So they don't care about neutrality when it comes to their ability to fight with each other. They just want you and I to subsidize their content for you. But when it comes to them being able to say no YouTube on a Fire Stick, I don't see any tweets from Murphy.
Well, you know, that's like if you have a Ford and a Chevy and the government says that Ford has to build their cars and use Chevy parts and Chevy has to use Ford parts. Right. I mean, they're competitors.
They compete. Yeah. So, but don't they all use AC Delco anyways? Nah, I don't know. I'm not a gearhead. But the point is Google and Amazon, big content, seem to find it no problem that they can eliminate and throttle each other, but they don't want big internet to throttle them or have them have to pay extra to deliver
well,
the content
know,
to you.
Well, what the government's for, it's to protect my monopoly. I mean, let's get down to the brass tacks here.
Exactly.
That's why I pay them money for those people on K Street.
Well, we'll put a link up here for you, and you can read the article yourself. And if you're wondering where YouTube disappeared off your Fire Stick, that's why. We have four lines open for you guys. We're here till 11 o'clock, 1-800-953-1080, 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Feel free to get online. Anything else you want to bring up, Bob?
I don't know. What do you want to know?
What's going on?
The tech things, big things to go. The Internet of Things kind of fizzled in the last year.
Did it? Well, the Internet of Things is a big problem. A lot of security problems with those cameras and such.
Well, that's the problem. You have all these different manufacturers who are making stuff, and they want to make them work with each other.
Yeah.
But you have security and ease of use are diametrically opposed to each other.
Right.
So they have to get onto these standards.
Right.
And they don't, first of all, some of these companies know nothing about technology, so they get a product and they throw security isn't even a consideration.
No, the password's password, admin and blank password, and you're on.
Well, why even have a logon and password in the first place? Just plug it in and let it go.
Well, their point is, well, it's just a coffee pot. You know, you just put your coffee pot on the internet, and it's going to tell you when it's making coffee for you.
Yeah.
And you don't need to know that it's been, you know, it's running or not running. You know,
so if somebody can hack into it and make coffee on your coffee pot, and you don't have the little container underneath of it to catch the
water. Yeah, you got a mess. Some North Korean's going to make your coffee pot spill all over your counter. Yeah.
Well, like back in the 70s, when they used to pay for long distance, lots of money, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember the article, but, you know, like somebody broke into somebody's house while they were on vacation.
And made phone calls.
And they made a long-distance phone call to Australian time and temperature.
Jeez.
And that went on for like 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And they had like a $40,000 or $80,000 phone bill when they came home.
That's not good. They just did it to cause trouble for them.
Yeah, wow. But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Guy in West Hartford next. Hey, Guy, what's up?
Hi, guys.
Good.
Just a comment on the Apple scenario.
Yeah.
We bought a bunch of iPads once about 4 or 5 years ago for all our employees.
Nice.
But now, in the last year or two, I've noticed the performance has gotten slower and slower.
Right.
To the point where you really don't even want to use one anymore.
Right.
But I attribute it just to the operating system upgrades and the adding features, and I'm sure there's not a bunch of guys at Apple that are getting excited about making sure their new operating system upgrades are working on the old devices. They all want to work on the new stuff.
That's exactly right. So their planned obsolescence is quite dramatic. Again, one of the things I've always been against Apple about. I mean, we just had a caller who tricked me into talking about his 11-year-old computer. You know, his issues with his card, but he didn't trick me. I'm just kidding. But it was 11-year-old machine. I mean, that's using technology to the fullest, right? He's extracted as much as he can get out of that thing. His return on investment is great. You guys have your 5-year-old iPads that are now, what, coasters?
Warm coasters, yeah. if you charge them up.
Yeah, so it's too bad. And now Apple had made their devices to not have the batteries replaceable in some of those devices. They didn't give you any way to expand the RAM and the hard drive space, so it could accommodate these new massive iOSs that they're updating it to. Why would they do that? They're the company that it just works, right? They're the company out there looking forward to make you happy, Guy.
Well, their planned obsolescence is working.
Oh, yeah. They've made money hand over fist. I can't fault them for that, but it just gets...
They're banking on that you're going to go out and buy all new devices for your employees.
Right. Now, are you...
Actually, I did that 2 years ago. We bought the iPad Mini.
You did. So you did do that.
Yeah.
And they're now 2 years old. How are they running?
Those are still okay.
All right, good.
Those had 32 gig instead of 16 and probably a faster processor and everything else.
But, right. Keep an eye on those batteries.
In 2 years, I'll be making the same call again to you.
Yeah, well, keep an eye on those batteries because they could be doing it.
I'll smarten up and figure something else out. But no, their plan is working pretty well.
What apps do you use on your iPad minis that you couldn't use on an Android system?
You know, these are just toys. I mean, it's just browsing and shopping and... You know, maybe FaceTiming and emailing, nothing specific.
So you can pretty much do everything except for FaceTime. But even though Android does have something called Duo, which is their equivalent to FaceTime.
Yeah.
But you're not using them for a whole lot then. That's good news.
No, this is just a sit around and, you know, put your fingers through the walk-in.
Yeah.
But, okay. Yeah, there are other alternatives, so maybe people should explore those as well before they just run over to the Apple store.
It's a lot of
just
money.
Just out of curiosity, according to this article that we posted, it says that because the iPads and Macs have bigger batteries, the features that are causing the slowdown isn't aimed at those devices. But from what you're saying, it sounds like it's affecting those as well.
The older ones, the really
right.
old ones.
Well, it could be, but I suspect the batteries are okay.
Yeah.
But what my point is that just it's an older device, and with all the bells and whistles that are added to the operating system, that just everything else runs slower. It's going to affect the performance on the network and the screen refresh and everything else.
Well, technically, a bell and a whistle we're all happy about. But right. when a bell and a whistle produces a Bronx cheer, yeah. then you ask yourself, was it a bell and a whistle? I mean, that's my point about all this stuff. If it's supposed to be designed to make it better, and it just lays an egg.
The other factor I'll just raise is that the content that's being downloaded is so graphics heavy.
Yeah.
When we started this out, you know, let's say 10 years ago, you could actually tell your browser not to download images.
Right.
And it would load really, really quickly, and all you were getting was text.
Right, yeah.
Well, that's all gone away. I mean, you couldn't do anything realistically now without looking at the images. And,
right.
You know, I mean, sometimes the ad blockers will help a little bit. But so much of the content is it's so large with all the graphics that, you know, that the network pipes are being tested.
You are correct, sir. That is true. The nature of the Internet continues to change, thankfully. And that's what it's been doing ever since it was invented by Mr. Gord back in the 90s. So it's been changing forever, and it'll continue to get better and better, we hope. So you're right. The nature of the beast has changed, and Apple has to continue to move forward with it. So
right. Well,
thanks for calling,
so much,
guy.
Fellas.
All right, take it easy.
Yeah, have a good time.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm still waiting for my Star Trek comm badge.
Yeah. I'm still mad at CBS and what they did with that Star Trek series.
You
make it pay $10 to watch Star Trek.
I can't believe that they're making more money with that model, you know, that business model on that series.
We'll see. We'll see what happens, because some of the things you see through Facebook about people being upset about the situation. I mean, if you're a Star Trek fan, I mean, I grew up with Star Trek, when the original series, right? I mean, it's always been that, you mm-hmm. know, a broadcast show. They make it pay $10 a month for all access. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. Rick, hang on. Couple lines open for you. We'll talk net neutrality and other things. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab on this last weekend of 2017. And we're here to help you out with computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC. Let's go to Rick in Torrington, wants to talk net neutrality. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thanks.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, wow.
net neutrality, I thought the biggest issue there, I mean, you guys talking about who would pay for this, that, and the other. I thought the biggest issue is an Internet provider, for their own vested interest, could, if they wanted to, allow, say, ESPN.com to load super fast when you go to it, but not, say, let SportsIllustrated.com come through. So,
yeah, the same way YouTube is not on a Fire Stick. So it's the same.
And that's fine, but right. that's a choice of do I. To me, the Internet is almost a commodity.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one that feels that
I
way.
I know.
I don't think it's and I'm not one of those that lives in fantasy land that things are free.
Right.
But I don't like the notion that a big carrier could decide, you know what, we, for our vested interest that we're not going to tell anyone about,
right.
we're going to let ESPN.com come through instantly and be really nice, and we'll throttle down and choke SI.com
yeah.
because, again, for whatever financial reason. So don't you think that, in general, is an issue?
Yeah, so take it to the next step. Let's say that happens, right? Let's just say that happens, and somebody throttles Sports Illustrated like that. What could happen then? Well, Sports Illustrated might go to another carrier and work out a way to get a competing carrier in there that says, you know what, guys? I'm going to start my own broadband. I, Google, Apple,
yeah.
right? So if you let them fight it out, Rick, and this occurs, and you scream loud enough, But by not allowing the competition to occur and not allowing the shenanigans to occur, you don't get the market forces that produce the competition.
Right, and I'm pro-market forces, guys. Trust
yeah.
me.
No,
I am.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what about people who are internet naive? And they don't even know what net neutrality is. They don't even know that they can't, that the reason why SI.com isn't coming through is not because it's a glitchy website, it's because the carrier.
It's up to SI. That's up to SI to explain that, right? That's up to the content provider to say, hey. Yeah, okay. And Netflix was whining pretty loud when they weren't getting the priority they were paying for, because they do pay for prioritization to get their bandwidth to you. And you can produce bundles and such. T-Mobile was offering HBO streaming that wouldn't affect their data plan, and that was actually against net neutrality. Net neutrality had to say you can't do that. So your point is exactly well taken, except let it happen. If it does, you'll produce a market force. You know, what people were trying to say was your little YouTube channel won't get through because your point of view was on the left or the right. That was what the big concern of supposed net neutrality advocates were. But, you know, YouTube is Google, man. Mm-hmm. Google's monstrous.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't worry about that per se. Go ahead, Bob.
It seems like the playground is now just the big boys.
Well, you know, that same...
It always has been.
That same similar thing happened in the TV industry. There were channels that Comcast took out of their packages.
Yep.
And then other people said, well, you know, I can't get the sports channel.
Right.
Call Comcast and tell them I want it back.
Right,
that was the market speaking.
Right now, we also have the issue with cable providers having their separate territories. So nobody seems to care about that. So if the government folks really care about competition, they'd break up that monopoly. The technology exists that they could break this up and allow for carriers to be competing all over the place. They just choose not to. The internet is a place where that competition could occur. And again, net neutrality happened. Can you get your internet? Yes, you can. No one's stopping your internet. No one's throttling your stuff. Could different bundles occur? Yes. Could competition come in where they want to offer higher speeds? Sure. The HOV lane on the highway, if you don't have two people in the highway, what kind of ticket do you get? Zero or a big one? You get a big one, right?
Right. Well, it's incumbent on people to inform themselves as much as possible about just so that they understand.
Well, it's because it's marketed as net neutrality, a free and open internet. It just sounds so warm and fuzzy.
Well, the word free is that. See, that's the problem there.
Oh,
and that's where people start to go off the rails.
Yeah, it's all in the marketing, Rick.
Because it's a different version of the word free that we're really talking about.
Exactly.
So that's good. Anyway, by the way, got an Echo Dot for Christmas from my daughter, and my wife and I.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
All right.
It's awesome.
I love it. Well, Rick, we got to go. Thank you for joining in.
You bet. Bye. Right,
take it easy. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this frigidly cold Saturday morning. Stick around. Dr. Leslie's up next with Healthy Rounds, giving you a second opinion on your health advice. Mike G posted everything live. Thanks again for that. It's out there on ComputerTalkWithTab.com, Facebook, and Twitter if you follow us at Tab Computer Sys. Thanks, Matt, for producing, and we'll be off next Saturday. I'll be falling down a mountain in Vermont.
See you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.